Hey guys, welcome to the sixth episode of the Black and Bold podcast. I'm Luxon, and I'm here with
Nishan.
And we have a special guest today. Her name is
Sarah.
And today we're going to get into the topic of slang. So I got a question for y'all. What slang do y'all usually use? What's in your vocabulary?
All right, so what I usually do is I'll say stuff like, I bet, like when responding to someone. Like, I remember when, like, everyone was talking about bet and all that shit, and it just stuck to me. Like, my cousins used to say word all the time. So now, like, in response to someone, I'll say, like, word, like, you know, just as a response. It's just become a response type, like, thing.
One thing that I can think of right now that I use more often than what I used to, heard you. I say that all the time. Like, somebody asks me to do something, I'm like, okay, heard you. If somebody makes me mad, heard you. Like, all the time. It has several different definitions in my head.
Yeah. I've been using a bunch of slang, to be honest. I be jumbling in my words and shit like that. I draw inspiration from a lot of different places. There's some New York, some Philly, bunch of random places. Sometimes I be saying foolish. I be saying goofy. I be saying, I be using the word dickhead more, like dickhead and shit. I be saying that's what's up. That's what's up. I be using dope a little bit here and there. And yeah, a bunch of other places. Like, of course, there's some New York in there. There's some, sometimes I be fucking around. I be saying, hey, yo, ma, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And cap and bro, for shooting or like for like fucking around and using like slang for shooting, I be saying boom a lot. Like, I'm about to boom you. Like, that's really fun to say for me. But yeah, I be drawing inspiration from a whole bunch of places.
That is true, cause like my whole family's from New York, so half of my like vocabulary comes from New York.
Yeah, I mean, me and Ashara, we from Stanford, so. New York has a heavy influence.
Yeah, because y'all right there.
Like, yeah, New York. They be coming over, and then we be listening to the lingo, and like, oh, that sound kind of nice. And we start implementing that in our own language and stuff.
It's like, for me, it really depends on the context, though. It's like, most of the time, you know, I'll just be using the regular bet. Like, instead of thank you, I say appreciate it, like, or preach for short. Like, I've never gotten onto good looks. Like,
I don't get that.
I never got
on. I mostly use good looks over text, like just GL.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, slang. What are y'all favorite slang words? Like, what's a slang word where it's like you say it like all the time, like it's your catchphrase kind of?
Recently, I don't know if this counts as slang, but it's like a catchphrase. I've been saying that's nuts for like 2 weeks straight. Like, if somebody says something to me that's outlandish, I'll be like, that's nuts. Like, that's ridiculous. But I feel like nobody has said that in the past, like, 30 years. Like, that is, like, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, it's very old.
Yeah, what I say, like, if I'm surprised by something and I don't say word, it's damn. And all that.
Yeah.
God damn. Like, that. Like, it's just, like, a magic word you can put basically anywhere to express startlement or like an extreme feeling. Yeah.
My startlement or my startled word is probably like, oh shit, like shit just be catching me off guard. Like, for real? I'll be doing that. So I'll be like, for real, nigga? Wow.
Or like, if I'm like saying something like over text, if somebody says something crazy to me, I'll be like, I said wow. It's mad funny. I said wow. Like, that's wild.
Dang. What's a good slang insult? What's a good insult for someone when they just pissing you off? Just like, just make your blood boil, all that. What's a good like insult for them? What's a good like just got you, nigga?
I don't even fucking know. I don't know. I feel like a Connecticut and / New York nigga thing to say is like, you're mad neff. Like, you're mad neff.
Nah, neff is new to me.
Neff is new to you? They've been saying neff like where I live for a hot minute.
That might be a New Britain thing.
It might be. Yeah. Like, Central Connecticut, definitely, like, you're mad neff. You're moving mad walkie.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Imagine being from...
Not too much. Not too much.
Yeah. Also, coming to UConn, I've been put onto some new slang shit. Like, I never heard, bro, in Stanford and, like, back where I used to live, I never heard, like, the beef real and the fucking not too much used.
Oh, that's new. Up here, bro. I will say that's new. Like beef for real definitely got popularized over TikTok. Like, it's not even like a Connecticut thing. It's like a, like, you know, you know how social media likes to like piggyback off of like AAVE. That's what that is.
That's what I'm saying.
Shit is annoying. Like, black people will have a word that not everybody is saying. The second it hits TikTok and people start liking it, everybody starts saying it.
It's not just slang. It's just what, like, most aspects of black culture and stuff like that. It's
everything.
Like, yeah, but, like, for me, my go-to... I don't have a go-to, because I'll insult, like, people in different ways. I'll say, like, fucking dumbass. Like, that's not... I don't know if that's,
idiot, like, is my favorite slang word. Yeah. You're a fucking idiot. Like, idiot, it scratches my brain the right way when I say it.
Sometimes I'll be saying, like... really an asshat, bro. Like,
that's good.
Yeah. And if I'm feeling like, if I'm feeling real creative, I might pull up a unique one, like, you really an ignoramus type shit.
Ignoramus.
You have, like, that's outlandish ass, like, insults, and it cracks me up every time. Like, like, big old words.
I remember there was this one time, like, not this one time. I've said it before. If I really don't like it, I'll say, you just a piece of ass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bro.
It's not even the whole ass, just a piece of it.
That's nuts.
That is crazy, bro. Like, sometimes I'd be saying, damn, you could really, like, just suck my left nut, bro. Like,
that one, that's wild.
That shit make me laugh every time, bro.
What's like, so personal about the left
one? Like, not even the right one. You're not good enough.
Being specific about it makes it so much more disrespectful. Like, the left one specifically.
Nah, bro. You're not good enough for the right one.
Not even good for both. Singular left.
Damn.
Shit is too funny.
Said my left nut.
Yeah, like, if something is cool, I'll be like, oh, that's gas. Like, that is gas.
That's white guy shit.
No.
Gas is everyone's shit.
I feel like that's everyone's shit. I don't know. I don't really talk to a lot of white people, I fear. I don't really know.
Nah, but it was, like, a private school with the lacrosse playing, like, Pretty Boys. And they was like, yo, dude, brah. That's so gas.
Ew. Lord, oh, my God.
Lord.
It was good, wasn't it, though?
Bro.
White people slang really does, like...
Yeah. Bro, listen. When I first came to UConn, bro, and when I met my roommate, he started saying, like, this slang word. I never heard it used like that. Like, whenever I, like, told him something and, like, told him some good news or some shit, he's like, oh, that's sturdy. I was like, what
no,
the fuck?
Oh, my God. Like, that's so dumb.
It took me a little while to get used to. I was like, oh, shit, it's kind of tough. That shit's sturdy.
I have never heard anyone in my life. I knew the slang word, but I've never heard anyone use it. Dogs out for feet.
I think that's really funny. I think that's really funny. I did just start hearing that recently, but it does make me giggle. Like, I do laugh. If somebody toes around and I'm like, why are your dogs like out in the open,
bro,
like that?
Especially when they saying you got that shit barking, bro.
Yo,
yeah, I've heard my dogs is barking. Shit's but I never
funny.
Heard dogs out.
That's just funny. There's been some slang that's really like blown up and really just like is non-existent now. Like, y'all remember the word like womp and shit?
Womp. Yes, that is definitely a New York thing.
Yeah,
I feel like you remember a bow.
Yeah. Bro, we were saying that shit. It was like, wow.
This shit is so stupid.
Dang.
Bro, if there was one slang word you wish came back, what would it be?
Ah, oh, fuck.
Came back.
Like, it's faded into irrelevancy.
I don't know if this counts, but do you remember, like, back in, like, middle school where motherfuckers used to be like, boy... That shit?
Oh, the yes.
Boy
era?
Yes. Bring that shit back. Because to this day, if somebody does it, I'll still laugh.
Just
the charge up, the longer they do it, the funnier it is.
Yeah, bro. This and then cooking.
The boy.
Mm. Yo. Nah, I say bruh. Like, I remember.
I still say that,
like,
though.
I know, but I remember, like, this is like the video of the dude, like, in the court, and he's like, bruh.
That used to crack me up.
Nah, I love that shit. I'll say that.
That shit is funny.
What you trying to bring back?
What I'm trying to bring back? That's a toughie, bro, because There was a couple of slang terms back in my time, but I don't recall a lot of the good ones. Like, give me a second. Let me think on that. I feel like we should bring back caked or cake. You feel me? Like, if someone is like wearing too much makeup or doesn't even look good, like, just there's too much.
I haven't heard that word.
Caked up, bro. Like, what are you doing?
I haven't heard that word in that context in years.
Yeah, I know. That was a completely different direction.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That just brought me back. Like, I have not heard that shit in a minute.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, opposite question. Which words do you wish could just fucking go away? I'll start. Slay. That shit,
yeah. Slay can leave the chat. Like, I feel like if it's excessively used, then that shit gets annoying as fuck.
It does. Listen,
slay, you need to use it in moderation. You feel me? Because slay used like a couple times, it's like, okay, you doing your thing, sis. But slay, like, overused is just fucking...
No, it's like,
just pain.
I remember when it went from slay queen.
Yeah, to I was this about queen. To say, like, slay used to be, this is like another example of slay literally used to be like a black LGBT like word. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, that used to be like that community would be like slay, and that would be between them. It hit TikTok, and I have seen every white girl in the area go, "You're slaying today."
It'd be like something nice happening. Slay. It's like. Yeah.
You're slaying today.
Nah, slay you for everything.
Find
bro.
Another word. Go through the Webster's dictionary.
Give it back to them.
One word, and it'll be exactly, anything. Bro. Anything will be better than slay.
Just riding that shit hard, bro.
That shit needs to go to the graveyard. Bro.
Let that shit die.
It's terrible.
Gracefully.
Alright.
But yeah, I have one. Period. But listen, period is cool. I'm not gonna lie. I have fallen victim to using period a time or two. But listen. Period, just like slay, needs to be used in moderation. Because if you excessively using it and you, I don't know, you raise your voice a couple octaves, keep saying period, sis, stop.
Not sis.
I'm be real. Yeah, that's my piece.
Oh my God. Feeling, I'm not even going to lie. I just thought of something. When is the last time you heard somebody go, get right? Oh my God.
Oh, let's bring back memories.
Yo, that's it what does. I'm saying. Yo. Get right. Get right. I have not heard nobody scream that at a party in a minute.
Yeah, I heard, bro, that you just saying get right just reminded me of get back, bro.
That too.
Yeah. Go get. This shit used to get me. Yes. Oh my God.
Yo, my manager said get right and shit. Yeah. Like, I remember him saying it like a couple of months ago. That's the last
really?
Time. Yeah, it was pretty recent.
I don't think I've heard somebody say get right since like 8th grade when you know how people used to be lit about like the dance off right? They're like, I'm about to get right at the dance. Yo.
Bro.
That used to be it.
Say this a little bit and I kind of like picked up on his slang. I kind of like implemented it and I've kind of lost a word but I just remembered it. Whenever someone does something good for you and then you be saying just good looking bitch but like not like that. But like, just to like, show appreciation, but like, jokingly.
Is that where they came up with the good looks?
No, it's not good looking. It's bitch good looking. That's what it is.
Oh.
Bitch good looking. Oh,
I've
my God.
Never heard that.
Memories.
There really is a difference between Stanford and New Britain slang because I really have never heard that.
Yeah, bro. That was, I don't know where the fuck my brother got that shit from.
That's probably exclusive to Stanford.
That definitely is bro. Stanford exclusive.
Young bull. Oh, yeah. Getting into the topic. I just said bull, and that just reminded me of Philly. I've been watching this Philly YouTuber. His name is Rod. I don't know if y'all have heard of him. His full name is Sherrod and shit. But I've been hearing some interesting Philly slang from him. I'm not going to lie. He been saying, y'all ever heard the Philly slang like dicking him? Like, I'm getting dick type shit?
Nah.
Like dicked as in like you getting fucked over?
Yeah. He's dicking me.
I've heard of that.
I've never heard that.
I've heard you say
that's some Philly shit, bro. That's kind of wild from, like, the outside perspective looking in, but, like...
Nah, I get it. You got fucked over. I got you.
Yeah. He be saying bull. Oh, yeah, he be saying uckity. He be saying uckity as, like, friends and shit. Like, yeah, you really my uckity, you know? That's some new shit to me. I'm like, wow. I said, wow, nigga.
I said, wow.
You said uckity?
I was confused about the dogs and the feet shit, but if I say you're my dog, then you my guy.
Yeah. That's my dog. I've heard that before. That makes
really
sense.
You're really my Jigga, bro. You really.
Jigga?
Slime. Cousin.
Yeah. Jigga used to be cousin. Crazy.
What up, cuz?
Good, gangy?
That too.
Yeah. I'm using gangy now because people have been using gangy.
Actually, I'm thinking about another one that should go. That should die. Gang. What?
Gang?
Yeah. People don't use it properly. Nah, well, no, gang? It's not even that. It's just that it's like. Now they don't use it properly. It's like anybody that they're with, gang, that's the gang.
That's not gang. Like, y'all no, are not even close. You don't even know his middle gang. Name. That's not gang.
Man, bro. Niggas be saying gang and don't even be affiliated with nothing. Like, what is you talking about, my
I know, exactly. It's like you ain't part of a struggle type shit.
At all. Like,
they don't get that culture, bro.
I don't even use gang.
I don't either.
I only use gang in reaction to other people using gang. Like, if they call me gang, I'll call you gang.
What's up, gang? But, like,
it's cool.
I don't really, like, I would not be provoked to say it first.
Yeah. Mm. And you want to know what the common issue is here? Mm. Nah, I'm not going to. Nah, it's just people.
I really thought I knew what you was about to say. I was about to just look at you for a second.
People misusing these words. That's the problem. People misuse them and then overuse them.
Misusing and excessively using them.
Yes.
To the extreme. Which is kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy.
I was talking to Luxon about this earlier, but I don't like when people go, oh, that's my seed. I don't like that word.
That's like, who are you?
I don't like that word. It'll be the most random person, too,
just
and it'll come to you.
Connotations for me.
I don't like it. It sounds like, nasty. So, I don't know nasty. You. You are
like,
not my
I'm
father.
Something completely
that's what
father?
I'm saying. You're not my father. Exactly. So please don't call me like, ooh.
Shit, I don't even want my father calling
if
me
If my
his
father
seat.
Called exactly. me that, I would be flabbergasted.
I'd leave the house. Yo. I would exactly. pack up my bags and
I'm running away, Dad. I'm sorry.
Like, please don't ever say that shit to me again. Like, please.
You think I want to be reminded where I came from?
You're my exactly. seed. You're oh, buddy. Brother.
Bro, nah. Listen. Have y'all been watching OJ Suave?
I'm on his TikTok right
bro.
Now.
Bro, I've been on TikTok.
He's hilarious, bro. And his slang is so unique.
He is a New Yorker like, to the bone, bro.
He's saying bendable.
Bendable.
Bendaboy. Bendinism. Bendability. A lot of bending terms.
He is so fucking funny.
Bocce bender. A lot of shit, bro. Bruh. Just like, he be saying, I don't know you, like, all the time.
I don't know you. I don't know. He. One thing about OJ, he always sounds so, like, just exhausted. Like, he just sounds like he's over it, and it's so funny. I feel like nobody is a better representation of a Caribbean black man from New York City. Like,
yeah. And like some of the props he be using is like it's funny because it's like, why is he using it?
It's the bottle of Hypnotic like, that really gets fuck? Me.
Yeah,
he always got that little nip of Hypnotic.
This is funny, yo. Listen, have y'all recently found someone or found a YouTuber who slang you find yourself using? Like, for my example, OJ a little bit and this new guy Rod, you feel me? He's pretty funny. But have y'all found that person yet?
Not gonna lie, no. I think I used to do that more in like middle school, like because I don't really watch YouTube and stuff like that anymore. Yeah. But like, not like I want to. I just feel like I don't have the time. But like when I was like in middle school, Berlizzi.
Oh,
Berlizzi. Berlin, bro.
Berlin,
bro. That's his name.
What?
That is his name.
His name, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
Bro, my motherfucker.
The Roach. Came from.
Berlizzi, the motherfucker Roach. I used to say everything Berlizzi said was coming out my mouth 24/7. Like,
what?
Good job.
No, for me, it was, let's get it.
Yes.
That's where I got that
nigga
from.
Was the blueprint for me. Like,
for real.
Yo.
Shit, best Berlizzi episode. Nah, Berlizzi was my guy in middle school.
Middle school. The exposed videos I used to know by heart. Like, I would be able to say the whole thing while he's talking. Like,
I have a bitches on loop.
On loop.
Yo, what was the best Berlizzi exposed?
Dora.
Nah, I remember. Bro, call my screen, Aaliyah.
That for Arthur. Shit. But no, let me tell you why Dora had me cracking up. Because he was really talking about her backpack for a good 5 minutes of the video. And he's like, Dora's parents are so bad. They don't even know where she's going. They don't even check if she got a Naranja in her bag.
Oh, yeah. Not a fucking Naranja.
And to this day, that shit is so funny.
You know what's funny? When he just started shitting on boots.
On boots. Talking talking about them red Yeezy Octobers.
You said, fuck this dude, fuck Boots. This dude, Boots. Bully.
And it was like Swiper's low-key the victim. Boots stole his shoes. Where did he get that?
Exactly. It was a Berlizzi theory.
Berlizzi theory. Yeah. His little picture that used to come up.
Oh my god.
That man was my childhood, yo.
Yeah, I love Berlizzi.
For real.
Yeah, I did say, what's good, y'all? What's and good, let's y'all. Get it from him.
Let's get it all the time.
I will say that. He introduced me to like roasts and shit.
Yeah, roasts. Yeah. It was never the same. It was, into that roast it was never the same.
For real. I got a question for y'all, though.
Yeah.
Back to this topic of slang. What's y'all slang for like y'all significant other? Like, what you be calling them? Like, you know how some people be saying baby? What's your slang?
Ah, Luxon. Okay, I see.
Yeah,
exactly.
I said romantic. We getting romantic over here.
Yeah, that's perfect for me. That's perfect for me because I was asking that to you earlier.
Yeah, that's why I bring it up. Answer the question, Nashawn.
I would say probably girlfriend, honestly.
Oh.
Go the simple route.
So formal.
I'm not trying. Like, honestly, babe is like, that's a little bit later along the lines. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sarah?
Okay. If we're talking about like how I would refer to them to other people, like I'd be like, yeah, that's my girl. That's my girlfriend. Mm. If I'm talking to them, I'd probably be like babe or like baby, like not something like, I don't know, nothing crazy.
Yeah. I'd probably say like bae and shit like that. But I have heard some interesting ones. Like, I've heard... have y'all heard like stinkabutt?
I got that is really
up. The fuck.
I've heard that shit blows my mind. Stinkabutt, like what other shit? People be crazy.
My boo, my babe, my little,
my stink. That's kind of. I'll say stink as a funny like to try to be funny. Like, oh, that's my stink. But that like stinkabutt is really crazy. Yeah.
And when I'm like fuck raw, I might say yo, that's my lady. Yo, that's really my queen. You feel me?
I'm
comedic shit, but like yeah. How did you say bae or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Honestly, I would say probably my girl. Like I said, my girl, my girlfriend.
She's I'm my girl.
Taking
my
it.
Boo.
Like anything.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, my boo. I would say that all the time.
There's always that one person that will always have your heart.
Speak to him. That one.
Never see him.
For real.
Or like, I'd be like, my shawty. That shit?
Oh, yeah, shawty.
Yeah.
Nah, so many people. I hate, you want me to tell you this?
Mm.
If I hear someone say shorty instead of shawty one more time,
really nuts.
Shorty? I will fold them.
Shorty is nuts.
They get pressed like a pancake, I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Shorty.
Have you ever heard,
you better scramble like some eggs before you get folded like an omelet, nigga?
I've heard it.
I've heard the second part of that, folded like an omelet.
But never in real life, seriously. Like, I've never heard anybody say that and be dead ass. Mm. Like,
nah, you can't.
You cannot say that and be dead ass, because I would laugh.
I'm about to do that, bro. That's going to be my... I'm going to try to implement that in my next conversation. Just
off the
bullshit shit.
That's funny.
But, like, have y'all ever heard, like, the word Jean? Like...
Oh, my... Like, that's Jean, Deaf Philly slang. That's Deaf Philly slang, my Jean. Yeah. Like, that Jean over there. Jean. Yeah. That's Philly.
I got a little Jean from down the street. Sean Southside, you feel me?
Yeah.
I listened to this dude named Casual Geographic. He does, like, YouTube videos about animals. He's also known as Hood Nature. He'd always say, like, he'd always use, like, censor words like death or kill and say, like, merc or
clown. Oh, merc!
Yeah!
That's a funny one.
I'll
say get merked, like, all the time. Like, oh, I don't want to go, like, outside in the dark because I feel like I'm going to get merked. Like, I say that a lot.
Damn. I'm like, saying boomed.
Said deleted. He also said erased from God's server and stuff like that.
That's crazy.
He's really getting into it, huh?
That's crazy.
Shit. Nah, but like when I say if someone gets beaten up real bad, like not like literally, but you know what I mean? They get beat at something, then I'll say like they got their cheeks clapped.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. That is sexual. Okay. So, I know I kind of asked this question a little bit before, but it's a little bit of a variation to the question I asked before. What slang would people say that they know you for? Or, like, they feel like when they hear that slang, they think of you.
What's your signature word?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Like, when they hear something, it's like, oh, that's Sarah type shit. Or that's Nashawn. You feel me?
Shit.
Think about it. I think, I don't know, because I remember over the summer, there was like one of our like old friends would always ask me to say damn in like a certain way.
Oh, Lord. Memories of that friend. Yeah. Memories.
Okay, I just asked my friends because I actually don't know. My friend said I say brother like all the time. Brother, like if man. I'm if something annoys me, if I hear something dumb, I'll be like brother, like yeah. Oh fucking brother. Oh. But like it's funny because yeah. It's white and I say it because it's funny. Like you know what I mean? Loud because I'm like oh you brother. Say it
ironically.
Yeah, yeah, like oh brother.
Yeah, I feel like for you, sir, what your slang would be, and I hear this a lot from you. It's like be fucking for real. That is your shit.
I do say bread be fucking butter. For real. I do say be fucking for real, but to yeah. be honest, niggas give me a lot of opportunity to say it. Like,
yeah. Huh. Nashawn?
I already said what I had to say.
Oh, that's true,
yeah,
that's true.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. What'd you say?
I said damn.
Oh, yeah, damn.
Damn.
That's
damn.
Funny.
All right.
Or I say word.
Yeah. For me, I'll probably say, like, let me stop, like, when I'm, like, bullshitting and when I'm just, like, saying something really like outlandish. All right, let me stop. Let me stop playing type shit. I'd be saying, well, I've been recently saying like, oh yeah, a lot. Like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah.
You say that shit all the time. It's
you want me to
funny.
Tell you what I think of you?
What do you think of me?
Shit.
Shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
I feel like that's an us thing.
Exactly.
That's like a, that meal, bro. That's a, yeah. That's a brother thing. You feel me? You gotta hold it. You gotta shit.
That's the black way to say it.
Hold up. Can we all collectively just do it on three?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Shit. That is the
that's
black
just fun
way
to say.
That's a nigga moment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Bro. The nigga moment, yo. Boondocks. Why was we watching the Boondocks the other day at work?
I was watching it this morning.
It's so good, bro.
You know, it always comes back to
nothing
the Boondocks.
Nothing brings a black community together more than the Boondocks.
Exactly.
Shit is hilarious.
Shit. I was just watching Uncle Ruckus. Like,
here he goes.
Shit, he funny as all hell.
Uncle Ruckus is so funny.
Bro.
Don't man. Trust them that, new niggas over there.
I remember I saw like the episode where like they faced the Chinese team kicking like the kickball. And he's like, yellow niggas.
Yo. No, like, that's damn. Wild. That's wild. That's
I was
wild.
Like, damn. Okay. Wow.
That's funny. Yo, I feel like another thing that brings the black community together is anime, bro. Like I could dead like see a nigga on the street and he could have a sticker or he could just say it anime. I just instantly have a connection with him, bro. I don't
that's
know.
Facts,
you always
facts.
See them with the hoodies on. Shit, the
Japanese. I got one on right now. I got the primitive shit.
The Dragon
on.
Ball.
Yeah.
I got to get into that. I can't even lie.
Yo, I'm okay. Not even as much into anime as I probably should be.
Yeah.
No, definitely.
Had, like, our debates about anime was just random ass niggas. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know.
There's a large community for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I honestly, like, I'm glad seeing, some brothers and sisters into anime because I thought for a while that was not a black yeah. thing.
People used to really be on some like violent and shit like anime wasn't cool.
Now
it's dick writing,
it's,
bro.
Honestly, it's better than like I would say than most Western animation today.
I know. And people used to really be hating on it. I don't know why.
I guess it's just like someone makes it cool and now everyone wants to do it.
Every single yeah. time.
Like, what is what's something that like wasn't cool in the beginning and then people started to like, oh, I'm starting to fuck with this, like
Crocs.
That's what I was about to say.
Let
that is true.
Crocs.
That's what I was really about to say.
Motherfucker. As a poor black little girl, I was in the Crocs. I was in the Crocs.
Yeah,
I was in the Crocs. You know where they sold them?
I feel you right there.
You know where they sold them? Walmart.
Yeah.
Mm. Walmart. You know how much fucking Crocs cost now? $60.
That's
what I should
bro.
I know
when
that.
I came
that's
to
factual.
Fucking Stanford, bro, I had these navy blue Crocs. I had these Johns for years, dude. Years. These were like the beaters.
Yes.
Yeah, I had some
bro,
blue
it was
ass
the
Crocs.
Saddest day, bro, when I caught a hole at the bottom of them. Oh, I was like,
no.
Fuck. I gotta let them go.
I outgrew mine. Just never got
my
more.
White Crocs are starting to get there. Like, you know how like they used to have the grooves and then they start to smooth out because you've been wearing them too long? I'm getting
bro.
There.
I had to get a new pair of black ones, bro.
I need those.
Right now, bro.
Also,
had to hit over
Champion
hit Walmart real quick. Had to hit the, you know what I'm saying, hit the delivery.
Facts. Champion used to be a poor people thing. Yeah. Champion used to be sold at Walmart. I don't get that, bro. Champion costs an arm and a motherfucking leg right now.
Yeah. Champion looks good and it's bread.
Look, yes. Oh
my God. Let's be real here. I noticed, like, I don't know how it's like in like other countries, but in the United States, a lot of shit comes from the inner urban poor communities.
All of it.
Like, my answer for your, like, for the question is basically anything that's black culture.
Anything that was black culture is so expensive and so gentrified.
It's like, think about this. Like, less than a century ago, we barely had rights. Like, we couldn't even be found at the same water fountain.
Facts.
It was pretty recent, too. It was crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Ruby Bridges is still alive, and she's under 70.
Which is nuts.
Yeah. Like, that's why I say, like, that's why when people say, like, racism, like, that shit's over, like, it's really not.
Yeah.
It's really
it's
not.
It's really not.
Like, a million years ago. Nah. It was pretty close.
Nah, but it's, like, less than 100 years later, what's going on? You see white people using slang and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And, like, you see, like, rap, like, hip-hop and shit like that. Everyone thought hip-hop was the devil.
Mm. And now...
Look at them now.
Yeah, exactly.
White people are on the hip-hop top 100.
Songs.
You want me to tell you something?
Look at them.
Think of all the genres that are black music. Think of them.
You mean every single one? That's
just about
every single one.
That's not country music.
Even we started that shit.
Yeah. A lot of shit... People don't realize a lot of shit came from black people. Like, we put Europeans onto, like, a lot of shit.
Everything.
And a lot of the music that we listen to.
Because R&B.
R and fucking B.
Rock.
Rock, yeah.
Rock
for fucking
so
sure.
So then rock and roll.
Rock and fucking roll.
Jazz.
Mm-hmm. For sure. First of
blues.
All, we still got jazz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another obviously one. Hip-hop.
Hip-hop, for
and
sure.
Shit like that. And gospel, it's not, like, inherently black, but the type of gospel...
Gospel is definitely inherently black. I don't know gospel song by a white person.
Nah, I mean, like, gospel as in, like, just original church songs.
Mm,
I don't think
true.
Those are inherently black, but I'm saying the gospel that we know is, like, probably popular.
A lot of that shit is...
Like, honestly, hearing, like... Like, I was at a football game the other day. Like, you know how they play The Revolution by Kirk Franklin?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Do you want a revolution?
Whoop, whoop.
Do you want a revolution?
Whoop, whoop. I was buffing that shit a couple of days ago, funny enough.
Some gospel music just still hits, like, to this day.
Timeless.
Look. Kirk Franklin had that My House jumping. He went platinum in my building.
Yes, sir. Yo, platinum. Kirk Franklin is crazy.
That motherfucker will never die.
And Kirk Franklin was thought to be too secular. That's the thing.
And I don't even care, because he had the house jumping on a Sunday morning.
That's basically what happens. Basically, times change. It's usually the people that die off, but times do change. Yep. Times do change, and shit that people were laughing at, now everyone wants to be like.
Exactly.
That's why when it comes to certain things, sometimes you just want to shut the fuck up and see how it plays out.
Mm. Facts. Mm. Does anybody else's parent listen to Donnie McClurkin?
Yep.
Listen.
Yep.
My parents is like, when they came over, they were kind of old, so they didn't really, they were kind of like, weren't really willing to listen to like new things or open their mind up to a new way of like thoughts. Because a lot of their habits and a lot of like what they learned were back in Haiti, so they weren't like opened to like American shit, and it kind of sucks because like there's a little bit of a disconnect between me and my parents, but it's obvious you still love though,
right?
But like, yeah, not there weren't a lot of American
shit. I see
in
that.
My house, you feel me?
I'm just thinking because I really truly believe my mother is Donnie McClurkin's number one fan. She, Great Is Your Mercy.
Oh, I love that song.
Went platinum in my building. Speak to My Heart was her alarm.
I love that song too.
Speak to My Heart. Yo!
Those are my two favorite Donnie McClurkin
songs. Speak to
songs.
My Heart was her alarm in the morning.
Speak to my heart. Holy Spirit.
Yo!
Give me the words
that will bring me. Yo. That song, my mom played it to death.
Yeah, like my church is banned. We play both songs. Great is
your mercy towards me. Your love. Yo. And I don't even go to church no more, guys. And that song ingrained. Like, yeah, I can't forget. Songs. Like, it still gets me lit.
Forever faithful.
Yeah, and that song is like 20 minutes. Like,
it Greatest Thy Mercy. Great is your mercy. It goes from like, it goes to like everyone. It's just like everyone goes around.
They passed every single person in that choir the mic. Every single person in that choir got the mic for a good 1 minute. Oh, man.
Nah, but back on topic, what do you think of just the idea of like black music or just black culture in general being looked down upon? Then in later years, everyone wants to copy.
I hate it. Like, I really do hate it. And it's like, white people do it and they don't even, like, they don't even realize that they're doing it because it's, like, really just so ingrained in their culture to do it all the time. They don't realize it, but it really irks me to my soul. And if you try to call a white person out for it today, they're like, no, it's just, like, a trend. Like, it's just the trend. And I'm like, it's not a trend. Like, black people have been doing this for, what, 50, 100 years? Mm-hmm. And you guys have been shitting on it every single year. And then now, because it gets you a couple of Instagram likes, it's the coolest shit you've ever seen in your life.
I mean, I don't have a problem with white people trying to emulate black culture simply because to me that's flattering.
Like, honestly, I see what you mean. I do see what you mean.
My problem comes in when people want to have their cake and eat it too. They want to look down on black folks while appreciating
doing it at the same time. Yeah,
that's when I have a problem. But inherently speaking, it's fine. You know, it's just that good. You know,
it is.
Not to be cocky, but
no, it really is.
Cocky.
It does start to get annoying though. When they hiking up the prices for some shit that I was not paying $1 million to do before.
Yeah, that's that is always the case. That is a factual statement.
Shit is very fucking annoying. Yeah. All right. So on the concept of white people taking from black people, let's switch it around. Black women taking money from white people who like feet is the best business move I've seen in the past 5 years.
Fact. What was before 5 years?
I don't know. I don't know. What else are people doing? Like, scamming people on eHarmony? Like, I don't really know.
Sometimes, hey, they be running them card scams, bro.
Nigerian You're scammers. Right.
They be asking, like, what they be at? Oh, they be asking, yo, bro, who you bank with? Bro, you got Peoples?
Boss
you got M&T, my brother?
That is true.
They be asking, you bank with American? Who you bank with, nigga? I actually have a scammer friend.
What?
I can't speak too much on that.
Okay. Yeah, no, don't op him out. Anyway.
Yeah, that's my guy. I'm not gonna speak to him.
No, I feel you.
No, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like the whole like feet selling thing shouldn't. Okay. All right. I just think that people frowning upon other people selling foot pics is really ridiculous. Because imagine how your bank account would look. You do the simple free thing by taking a picture of your toes. And you send it to some old, white, miserable guy who lives in probably, like, Wethersfield, Connecticut. And you make $100. There's no loss, only gain. Why are people acting like that's crazy?
Exactly. How y'all feel on the OnlyFans business?
I fuck with it. I fuck with it.
LaShawn, you seem like you want to say something like this.
I don't.
What?
Yeah. I mean, you do what you do, grab the money, but... I'm not paying for porn.
That's the thing,
that's
though.
Foolish.
That's the thing, though.
I'm
feel
not
like
invest in it, but I mean, I respect what they're doing. Like they getting money, however they chasing the bag, however they can. And it's like I can't really knock them for it, cause shit, we all just trying to get some money.
I mean, it's the same for me as porn stars. It's like my only. It's technically you can do whatever you want. It's not like I really care in the sense, but. Like, the only reason why I defend, like, them specifically is because you deserve to have your money taken if you're willing to pay for porn. You can just go somewhere else.
That is true. But the concept of Pornhub does take a lot more money than it should from the people who are making the videos.
Absolutely.
They definitely don't get paid a livable enough wage on apps like that. But I think OnlyFans is better for, like, a select audience because... I was just talking to my friend about this today, but there are some influencers that I used to have a crush on a couple years ago that grew up and they have OnlyFans now. They didn't have one back in the day, obviously they were too young. But now that is a perfect full circle moment for me. And it's like that's more personalized content. Like you can get generalized content on like Pornhub, like you know what I mean. But OnlyFans, they take requests, bro. They take fucking requests.
Do y'all remember when OnlyFans was trying to get rid of, like, the sexually explicit
Was nuts, because that was the only reason we bought that hoe.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
About to do? How was they about
the
to
The fuck did you think was going to go on with that? Like, what kind of genius marketing decision was that?
Yeah, what was the plan behind that, guy?
They fucking pussied out.
Like, that shit was nuts.
You knew they were going to do that.
Literally.
How would y'all feel about y'all significant other being on OnlyFans?
No.
I'm okay with it.
I'm not okay with it.
I'm okay with it because, first of all, you're making a bag for the both of us. And the only person who is with my significant other in real life is me. Yeah. It's only me. Like, plus, I could probably help with the content every once in a while, which is pretty fun, in my opinion. We are business partners now. Mm. Business partners.
Yeah. I'm not really
jacking it like that because, like, even though, like, you my boo, you my baby, you feel me? And you may be doing OnlyFans, like, the reputation behind it. And, like, I love you, but, like, I would look at you, like, a little bit differently.
Too close to cheating for me.
I would word it differently, but, okay, I just wouldn't fuck with it.
It's just, like, you know, it's fine if you do it. Just don't. That's just not what I'm looking for in, like, a girlfriend. That's all I'm saying, bro.
Even if it was, like, last resort, even still, I'm sorry. I can't.
There isn't really any situation where I feel like it would be an appropriate last resort.
Like, even if y'all were, like, humdrum, like, mobbing the streets, like, sleeping on the different bridges every night.
You'd most likely be able to find a job before OnlyFans.
But, like, what if it was the only option?
If that was the only option, then I guess, but still, there'd be, like, I'd still wouldn't be fully on it, but, you know.
Yeah. OnlyFans is, damn. That's all I'm going to say, just damn.
Not damn. Mm. I don't know, I feel like there isn't much you could lose there. Like, you already know they have an OnlyFans, it's not like it's a secret, it's like, you probably get the content for free. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's literally no loss.
I can just see the content in person.
Exactly. And then plus, that content is getting you both money. Now y'all on flights to Aruba.
Still, I feel like it might be a little bit of like a pride thing for me. Like,
this is my principles.
Like, my personal principles. I don't want to have my girls like content out there for everyone to see. Like, that's kind of like a personal thing. You feel me? That's not like, I wouldn't say it's, like, my property, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Older. Like, I don't know. That's, like, I just don't want my girl's, like, private parts and, like, her private parts just being out there for the public to see and shit. And I know sometimes on OnlyFans, like, that they don't even be showing nothing. Like, sometimes it just be bikini pics, but even still, bro, I just want it to be, like, just me and my girl. Like, I don't want no one else to see what I'm blessed to have. You feel me?
I see that.
Speaking of, like, OnlyFans and, like, sexual content and things of that nature, randomly, let's get into fetishes. Do y'all have any fetishes? Just
randomly. Do we have any fetishes? I was going to say, you know what I think is really, like, nuts? Piss kinks.
Yeah, I was about to ask, what's the weirdest,
piss kinks,
the most craziest, wildest fetish you can think of?
That is nuts. I don't know what type of trauma you have to go through as a child to develop a piss kink as an adult, but I swear on my life, I could not be attracted enough to a person to allow them to pee on me.
Nah.
No.
Yeah. What about shit kinks?
The fluids.
That's worse.
The fluids gotta go. I can't do it.
Nah.
Bodily fluids. I don't even like spit.
I was about to say, like, the spit in my mouth thing, I don't like it. I don't like, like, keep it to yourself. Like,
that shit nasty.
For real. Like, I would probably say that my weirdest fetish that, not mine, but, like, the weirdest shit I ever heard of is,
it's
like,
okay, Lux, no one judging.
That's free zone. That's cap.
Let me get this out. Like, golly. probably, like, beating on your partner. And, like, it's weird, bro. Like, your partner asking you used to beat on them.
Yo, like, you're hitting it, and really she goes, aggressive. Oh, slap me in the face.
Oh, like, yeah, choke like, me, daddy.
Stop. Yeah. No, choking, is, I feel like that's like, nah, like that's like, that's,
you know, just hit me.
I wouldn't, I don't know. I feel like choking is not as bad, but if somebody slapped me, I would really have to stop and be like, yeah. I don't know.
Slapping depends on the location.
I don't know, because, I don't know. I don't know. Choking kicks have layers. like you don't, when you have, like, no, because I feel like this is actually common knowledge. I am also, like, chronically online. Like, I don't know. Like, when you have, a choking kick, you're not actually being asphyxiated. Like, you're not, they're not cutting off your airflow. They're cutting off your blood flow. Like, kind of, but not fully. Like, it's just, like, it's a head sensation. Okay, it's a head sensation because they don't actually, like crush your trachea, like, squeeze the sides. So that's not even like choking. Like, choking kicks are barely even choking kick. Okay. It kind of just gives you like a lightheaded feeling and people like that. But a slap. Thank you, doctor. Yeah. But a slap.
Yeah. Slapping is cool. It depends on like where you slap.
He said slapping
is cool.
It depends. Like, it depends.
That's not.
It depends on the location.
Oh, if it's like, oh, a slap. Slap.
You just, said no judgment zone, but I'm going to judge you.
No.
Location of the slap, though. If it's a slap on the butt during the intercourse, then I feel like that's more acceptable than like a.
You like that? Like,
for I would, me, I'd slap no. my...
For the other, like...
The receiving partner.
Yeah, type shit.
I understand, like, a slap on the ass, but I just feel like if somebody were to slap me in the face, like, I would really have to have a conversation.
That's why I said it depends on the location of where the slap is placed. You feel me?
Because nothing about a slap would get me there. Like, I feel like I would really be like, what are you trying to, like... do we have to talk about something? Because a slap feels disrespectful, like, to me.
It's like...
A slap is more disrespectful than a punch, like, to me. Like, you can punch me and I'd be like, all right. But if somebody slapped me, I'd be like, okay, now we have to fight.
Yeah. It's like, do we need to talk about something?
That's what,
like,
I'm saying. A slap is nuts.
Has anyone seen Two Girls, One Cup? Y'all remember that?
God.
Y'all remember that?
Yes. Lord.
Damn. All this freaky and sexual behavior is reminding me of Kevin Gates, yo. I'm not gonna lie.
Why though?
He was like a figure that is like very open about like sexual shit.
I only knew that one song by him.
Yeah.
And it was the Two Phones.
I'm not gonna sing the lyrics because I'll probably get canceled off the
phones.
Air.
That's not off the air. That's
like,
crazy.
He's very like, he says he's very in tune with his like,
with his sexuality. Nature. I fuck with that. Like, I respect it. But I am a kink shamer at heart. I'm sorry. Like, I know people are like, nobody should kink shame. Nobody should. No.
Some people should
kink shame.
Some of them should.
Some things I can't fuck with. Like I said, piss kinks. How do you sleep at night after somebody has urinated on you?
You reek.
Oh, you reek. Nah, if you sleeping in the bed,
someone just pee-peed on you, bro.
Yo, listen, defecation.
Go to the shower.
That's
bro.
Nuts.
I do not desire to be covered, adorned in feces.
Yeah. Bro, you remember when we was like on Urban Dictionary, like literally an hour ago type shit, and we saw what a hot Carl is, bro?
Oh, no.
Bro.
Do listen, I even want to know?
We were just bullshitting on Urban Dictionary right before this shit started, and we saw the term like hot Carl, and we looked at it, and it's a little bit weird.
Uh-huh.
Listen. It's when, I think it's like when you wrap someone else in saran wrap and you like dookie on them and you lay one on them type shit.
That's like, cap. That's made up. This shit is
if
made
it
up.
Like, if like goes through the wrap, they call that like extra points type shit. Like, it's weird.
Extra
bro.
Points.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they were saying like if dookie gets between a lady's breastuses. It's like called a chili dog. This shit is wild, yo.
I know it is wild.
This shit wild.
Oh my god! And that really like, cause even the idea of being near shit really like, that's enough for me.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
It's supposed to only be for the toilet. I don't know why.
Like, you ever wipe and then you like accidentally touch something you're not supposed to touch? I'm mad for the rest of the month. Like. Like, I really, like, I will
I just not. Okay.
I'm mad for the rest of the month, so I don't understand
you're
how people.
Mad at themselves for the whole.
Yeah, so deal. I don't understand how you let people shit on you. Like, there are some kinks that I can turn a blind eye to that aren't that serious. Like, you know, like, people who like hot wax on them, like, wax.
No.
You've never heard of that? Wow, I am on a like, weird side of TikTok.
Nah, I can't do it, but that's
I, like, funny, I bro. Get it. It wouldn't be me, but I, like, okay.
Okay, that's your thing.
Like, cool. Like I can move on from that and be like, okay, like, I'm still not going to look at you that different. Like, it's okay. or like hair pulling isn't that serious.
Yeah, some people have like very like vanilla kinks, like,
yeah, and that's okay.
Like liking to like have intercourse with glasses on and shit like that. You feel me? very vanilla things.
What?
Keep your glasses on. I feel like I would have to keep my glasses on because I can't see. Like, I can't see.
I don't know what I'd be doing.
Like, I can't see.
Some people like dress up and shit. And
that like role play is like okay depending on what you're role playing, because some people are weird.
Yo, Japan runs on demon time.
Nah.
You should see how like I guarantee you, like, they probably come in like the schoolgirl, like a Family Guy.
And that's nuts.
And an octopus. Dressed up
the
like
the octopus is really crazy.
Yeah, bro. All them tentacles and things.
I don't know what them dirty ass tentacles have been.
Yeah, bro.
No. Tentacle is really crazy.
Yeah. Can't do it, bro. I can't roleplay to the extreme. I'm sorry.
Like, it would have to be real mild. And even then, like, why are we acting? Why are we acting?
Why can't we be ourselves? Why are you trying to fantasize about something else?
You don't fucking like me for who I am? Like,
damn, I'm not good enough.
I'm not enough for you?
Has anyone seen those, like, those feeder kinks and stuff like that?
What?
Where they be stuffing their, like, their girl or boyfriend's
food. Wow, what a word.
And they'd be like, I like him big, like, and shit like that. I like him chunky.
I like him chunky.
No, but they want him, like, as fat as possible.
That's nuts.
Like that. Oh, yeah, I have actually seen things like that. Like, people are only, like, attracted to people. Sometimes, if they're fat or if they're pregnant and if they, like, lose either, then they start to lose attraction for a person.
Yeah, I was like,
which I find extremely weird. Like,
that's nuts.
It is
the pregnant thing. I only understand because people say that pregnant cooch is better. I've heard that.
I've never heard that.
Which I've is the only thing that would possibly make sense to me. But like,
what is the magic in pregnancy coochie? I don't know.
I really don't know. I just heard somebody say that before. Another thing that really bothers me, pet play. Why are you acting like a dog?
Oh, I've seen those. People dress up like a fucking dog, like a horse and stuff like that.
I feel like that's very close to bestiality for me. Because if you're attracted to me dressed like a fucking animal, then why don't you just go fuck our dog, you know?
Exactly. Furries is one thing, but like, you are a literal dog.
Exactly.
I don't... This is... Like, don't damn, fuck what's, dogs. What's I'm not gonna lie.
Please, I don't know. Bestiality is crazy to me. Please leave them animals alone.
Yeah, bro. Let the animals just graze.
Leave the animals.
Let them be, bro.
Please. Ugh, oh my God, ew. Ew.
Yeah. Listen, I have heard some crazy costumes, though. I'll keep it a bean.
Like?
It's wild. Like, people dressing up and shit. Like, it gets like, really immersive to the experience. I haven't personally done anything, but I've heard like some crazy things. Cause I'll tell us.
Right, this nigga giving us a disclaimer.
People dressing up as like the alien and like the fucking what's that shit? The alien abductor and the human dynamic, bro. Listen,
which is nuts. Have you guys ever seen the movie The Shape of Water?
Nope.
No, I've seen the trailer. It's like with that thing and dancing and stuff.
Oh.
This movie gave the world an excuse to fuck fish. Oh. And I don't like it.
Damn. Aquaman too. Nigga started feeling fish after him.
Ooh.
It's really like,
nah, you gotta start from the progeny. Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
That's what I'm saying.
All right,
there were a lot of characters and a lot of like animated people that.
How the fuck does.
You know what I'm saying?
How the fuck does a mermaid work?
They don't, because they're not real.
That's true.
Have you ever seen a reverse mermaid before?
No.
Fish head, like,
yeah, fish female head, body. Human legs.
Actually, that is somehow, as much as I hate to say it, it's more biologically practical.
Oh, I thought you were about to say that's somehow better. I'm about to say, my guy.
I said I hate to say it.
Oh, I'm about to say.
Are they about to legalize marijuana?
Oh? On campus?
Like federally.
Oh, you're lying.
They're like, because the votes are being counted right now.
So that's what I was expecting. Honestly, I don't.
They fucking better.
Shit.
They should have done that before.
Dang. That's another thing. White people start like weed, and all of a sudden it's okay.
Oh yeah. We use that's honestly very relevant. I know part of the reason why weed is illegal was just so they could throw as many Black and Latin Americans in prison
as they can.
Slammer.
in the slammer.
Yeah. And then they eased down on it a little once they realized that some of the biggest demographics were white college students.
Exactly.
And it was like, and then they put in the war of drugs, war on drugs, which was horrible. But that's a story for another day.
I have a question. What do y'all feel is the most disrespectful ethnicity?
What do you mean?
I'm not going that far.
I'm not trying to get y'all in trouble for real. I'm not trying to get this podcast in trouble for real.
Yeah, I think that's a bit too far.
I was just going to say Jamaicans. Like, Jamaicans well,
Disrespectful people? Yeah, because you know, OJ fucking Jamaican.
That's what I was saying.
You know, you're right.
I didn't think it was too bad of a question, guys.
Okay, no, because I was thinking about it a different way. Might be.
Nah, they black, so it's fine.
Yeah, my brothers, my cousins. I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I don't feel like I've encountered too many people yet from different areas. I need to talk to people more.
Yeah. I look wanna meet some Somalian people because they seem like mad chill.
Facts.
Yeah.
Seen a couple of Ghanians or Ghanans? Yeah. Ghanians?
I'm not sure.
They're mad chill. I like
a lot of them are in the AACC though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool folks.
Cool folks.
Yeah. Or in a better word, I guess wild also works.
Well, anyways, that's it for the Black and Bold podcast tonight. I'm Nishan.
I'm Luxon.
I'm Sarah.
Be sure to check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, and WHUS website. And
have a good-ass day.